Now, cool. Dave, got an absolute great pleasure to have our Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese. Elbo, you don't mind if we just call you Elbo, because I feel like Albanese is too too formal. Good morning to you.
Too many syllables in that for you, is there?
I mean, we were thinking AA, but that's something else.
That's very true. It's very true.
Indeed it is. No, Elbo's absolutely fine. I'm looking forward to being in Mackay today.
Mate, look, you've been busy over the weekend. Sadly enough that you had to attend a candlelight vigil, which for something that we wish just didn't happen in Sydney. But on a lighter note here in Mackay, I mean, the Riverside Revitalisation Project, this is a massive thing for our locals. What does it mean for the government to be pumping in something, some money into it, something that's very important to our region?
Well, it just sort of uplift the whole region. When I was Infrastructure Minister, we had a program to support the CBD there, just to revitalise it and give it a bit of spark. Mm. And this Riverside Revitalisation Project is a cracker. It's a really good just upgrade. This is the first stage we're opening today. It's a joint project between the Commonwealth and the local council. And I'm really looking forward to it. Programs like this make it really good for local residents, but also, of course, Mackay is one of the tourism capitals that'll be great for visitors like myself.
It is one of the very few blue rivers in Mackay.
You're right. You're so excited, Dave. You're choking up on the other side of the desk.
I was, yeah. No, there's only a handful of blue rivers in Australia, and this is one of them, so why wouldn't we celebrate?
Right. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we have other programs, of course, in Mackay. We've got the Ring Road project that's going gangbusters there, that started the first stage of that more than 10 years ago when I was the minister. So it'll be great to be back there today. It's a great city. It helps to drive the national economy, of course, with the local projects and agriculture, but also the important workforce it provides for the resources sector there.
Look, it is one of the jewels of our region, like Dave was trying to say before. You got choked up, Dave. You got very choked up, didn't you?
Oh, I get emotional.
Do you have an official ribbon to cut today, Elbo? You got a golden pair of scissors? What's the go?
Mate, I think the council's in charge of that, but I understand there will be a ribbon.
Oh, good.
You've got to have a ribbon.
When it's all done, can we get another ribbon sort? Yeah, when it's all sorted and done, once it's all finished, can you come back up here and cut the ribbon while on a jet ski? So the ribbon will be across the river.
Well, I could try to do that. Whether I would be successful or not is it depends how you define success, because it would be very successful for the onlookers to see what would be a complete debacle.
Look, I could just see your name there now. Anthony Albanese, the Prime Minister who did. Like, you know, if we suggested that you do something like that, you would do something like that. You know, you'd come across like the guy that would do something like that.
Well, I would try to do something like that badly, no doubt.
Well, look, we almost had a former mayor go into the drink trying to fish out a rubber duck.
That's right. I remember that. That was Deirdre Comerford many years ago. Hey, we're just talking about being, the Blue River water throughout Mackay here, Elbo. We're talking earlier this morning. Are you a fisherman at all? Do you know your fish very well?
Oh, I'm not a huge fisherman because of the time factor.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's a very relaxing pursuit, I must say that.
We found out this morning that some fish can change their sex. They can go from male to female depending on the...
Oh, no, I knew that. I knew that fun fact.
Oh, you did? I didn't know that until today. I was 43 when I found out that fact. That's ridiculous.
No, you should... You've got to look at the education system. It's failing.
I don't care. As long as they taste good, I don't care.
It's very true. Albo, mate, it's always good to talk to you. We can't wait to see you in Mackay today for the revitalisation project.
What's the weather like today?
Beautiful.
I'm in Canberra and it's pretty miserable at this point in time.
Mate, look, there's a couple of clouds floating by. Blue skies otherwise. It's going to be a cracking day on the water, that's for sure.
Yeah, bring your togs.
Well, I'll try not to dive into that beautiful Blue River.
Not with the Speedos on anyway. Hey, before we let you go, I've been told that you like a bit of a request, so we're going to let you choose a song this morning, Prime Minister.
Oh, can we get Flame Trees by Chisels?
We can do that.
Oh,
we can,
nice.
And you know what? Josh, your media advisor, knows you so well because he said, I bet you any money it'll be this. So he was absolutely correct.
It's so good in them. It's a good morning song, you know, to get you going. See, bit of inspiration from Barnsley, who's been through a hard time with his heart, and everything, but he's fighting fit.
Look, you are the Prime Minister of the country. We cannot fight with that. Anthony Albanese, welcome to Mackay later today. Here's your song, Chisel Flame Trees on Triple M. Thanks for joining us, mate. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.